Tak.
Možná, že ne. Možná, že se zejdeme, možná, že taky ne. Možná, že jo, možná, že ne. Možná, že se zejdeme na pěši.
That is the Joe Patek Orchestra with a song called Možná, že jo, možná, že ne. Maybe yes, maybe no. That track comes from a CD entitled Texas Czech Bohemian and Moravian Bands, 1929 to 1959. This music reflects an extremely strong Czech tradition in the Lone Star State. The first Czechs began settling in Texas in the 1850s. 5 decades later, there were around 250 Czech communities in the state. Today, one of the organizations keeping that tradition alive is the Texas Czech Heritage and Cultural Center. This week, John Polášek, one of its directors, accepted an award from the Czech Foreign Ministry on behalf of the center. Mr. Polášek told me about its activities.
We're reestablishing some of the old Czech farm homesteads where our original parents came from, and most of the Czechs that came to Texas settled on the farm areas. So we're starting by rebuilding the farmsteads as such. We do have now in place, however, an amphitheater where even some people from the Czech Republic come and perform for us. We do have a group coming in the next couple of months. Yeah.
I've often heard about Texas being a big Czech center in America, and even with the music that's come from there, the Czech-Texan music. How strong is the Czech culture in Texas today?
Amongst the older people, it's quite strong. We still have a lot of large old polka bands. You go out in Central Texas, mainly in Central Texas, you'll see polka bands and dances, and the old traditional Czech weddings are still take place.
And among the younger generations, is it a bit less strong?
Among the younger generation, it's getting lost. However, in certain areas, it's still fairly strong. You get into areas like West or some of those areas, it's still... Texas, believe it or not, in Texas, the Czechs are the third speaking language. You know, it's considered a third speaking language. We forced ahead of the German population, believe it or not. So it's, yeah.
You mean after English and Spanish?
After English and Spanish, yes.
Do you have trouble maintaining the language from that distance, so to speak?
Yes, naturally we do, because the older folks have quit or dying off, and it's a shame to say, and us young people like myself haven't kept it up.
Tell us also about the collections you have at your center of Czech, historical artifacts.
We have numerous books, pictures, and all that our ancestors brought over from the Czech Republic, and of course they've got their own family history, so we have a genealogy section that people can research their family history and all, you know, from where they came. And most of the people there know where their roots are from the Czech Republic, believe it or not.
Is there any one particular item you have of value in your center?
Well, I guess naturally the old music pieces. The old music is probably our big thing, you know.
Do a lot of your members come back here to visit?
Oh, yes, with quite a few members. Even with our group here right now, I would guess that we're about 30 members, you know, that are here now.
And where was your family from here in the Czech Republic?
My family came over in 1870. My great-grandfather Polášek came over in 1870 from Frenstadt. My grandmother also came from Frenstadt. She was a Kowanitz. My grandfather on my mother's side came from Hornalitza down in 1870 also.
And your family maintained the traditions and language?
Well, I can understand it. I have a difficult time talking it, but I can understand it. And we did speak Czech at home until I was about 8 years old. So when we started school, Dad had us quit speaking Czech at home so we could learn the English language.
And say, I've heard the old Texas Czech bohemian music from, I presume, the early part of the 20th century. How popular was that music outside the Czech community, or was it outside the Czech community popular?
In our area, we have a lot of German people, and of course they all enjoy the same music. So the German and Czech has commingled quite a bit. So it's popular. It's still as popular as it is in a lot of the areas.
Sklenička suchá, špatný, Yankees, Kalouka.
Pastor Yoshi.